Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. We want to tell everybody that we'll have a short show today at 5:30. It'll be LSU pregame basketball-wise, and at 6 o'clock tip-off time between the Tigers and the Gators out in Gainesville. And boy, man, Will Wade's got his group going, Bob.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see, boy, can you take care of home court? And I think the magic number for LSU, because Florida's going to try and slow down the game, can they hit 70 points?
Because he said it here. We get to 70, we're going to win a lot of games.
Yeah.
A lot of games.
Boy, I think everyone wants to be in that number. You know, when they be playing at the PMAC, I think they're going to get great support because people are optimistic about the basketball program.
And you support a winner.
Yes.
You see, that's something the Pelicans got to figure that out.
You know who else is a winner right now? How about the Auburn Tigers, the other Tigers?
Man.
So they went on the road and won at Alabama.
And they had dropped a number of them to the Crimson Tide. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, Jimmy Smith from Tiger Details. Jimmy, you ain't got nothing to do the last couple of days, man. LSU has been quiet there, nothing happening. So we figured we'd bring you on the show.
Absolutely bored, man. I've been ironing all my clothes. Just trying to find something to do because it's always boring.
Yeah, right? Man. It's been nonstop since basically October on. Every day it's something. But, Jimmy, it surprised me a little bit yesterday with Dwight. I thought he was a guy that could return. Bobby and I have talked about it. I think he's a next-level player and a really good player. I remember talking to Coach O about him. In late September, early October, he was like, hey, Mikey, I think he could be a first-round pick one day. That's how good he is and how much he's progressed. Now, he's in the transfer portal, and then kind of like bang, bang, you were able to get two defensive backs and hopefully another cornerback somewhere along the line real quickly, and maybe another Louisiana guy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Musical chairs, right? Musical chairs of current collegiate players. It's a weird era for sure. And I was really surprised by the Dwight news because it seemed like, I mean, it was paved the way for him to be the star in that secondary, right?
Right.
I mean, everybody's moved on. It's still DBU, whether Corey Raymond's there or not. The history's there. You could be the star corner, and we've seen what that means for LSU guys over the years. You're walking into a first, second round pick. But there were some issues. I think Dwight and some of the coaches clashed heads on some things, and his discipline off the field frustrated some people, and it just ended up leading to him wanting to jump in the portal. And at this stage, I don't think he comes back, but you just never know. But I would imagine Dwight's going to be able to almost pick his school at this point.
Oh, I agree.
There aren't many corners 6'1", 6'2", with feet and hips like that. That play with that type of aggressiveness that can't play just about anywhere in the country. I mean, I don't know of many schools that would turn Dwight McLaughlin down, and wouldn't be surprised at all to see him facing LSU next year on one of these SEC goals. That seems to be the trend.
Yep.
Now, Jimmy, I want your take on the national championship game. Obviously, you look at the Southeastern Conference now winning national championship for the third straight year. With a 12th time in the past 16 seasons, so you can go on and on. But bear with me. I want you to evaluate that because it just shows you how hard it is to beat a team twice. I was reading where it was the fifth in-season rematch of top five teams. That is according to Associated Press, or Press, Associated Press poll. It goes back to 1936. And each and every time the second game has gone to the team that lost the first time, including matchups that involved LSU twice, and even Coach Kelly was involved in this. So we all remember 59-60, LSU beats Ole Miss, and they're losing the Sugar Bowl. And then 96-97, Florida State comes back and wins in the Sugar Bowl. 11-12, we all know, overtime, LSU wins at Alabama and lose 21-0 in the BCS Championship. Look, Notre Dame in the ACC Championship, they beat Clemson. Then they lose 34-10. Then you look at this year. I mean, I just looked at it. That was maybe the worst thing to happen for Alabama is how they dominated Georgia, because they got humbled considering how well they played. And that didn't surprise me that Georgia was able to beat Alabama, simply because it's hard to beat a team twice on those kind of conditions, circumstance.
Yeah, the old adage is, right, it's hard to beat. In the NFL, they say it's hard to beat a team three times. In college, yeah, it's twice. And what's interesting from that, Bobby, is as you're reminiscing on these games and talking about them, is the massive turnaround of some of these games. The first matchup between Alabama and Georgia, Alabama dominated.
Right.
Right? And then you come back, and all of a sudden, it's totally different. Now I get it. Alabama was missing a couple key receivers and so on. But if you just watch the play in the trenches and so on, it looked like two totally different teams from the first time we saw them play.
Well, Jimmy, that's what I'm saying. Okay, I'm looking at Georgia, and the first time around, they didn't sack. They couldn't sack the quarterback. They're averaging 3.5 sacks, and they got 4 sacks in the championship game. That's what the Georgia defense that we all saw throughout the season.
Yeah, and you go to wonder if sometimes that first matchup, right, is looking at Goliath, staring him in the eyes, right, Alabama. And do you kind of show up and not put your best foot forward? And now that you got all of that behind you, that second game, now you're just able to go out and play football. Throughout the year, Georgia looked like the best team in college football to me, except for that one matchup. So what we saw last night is kind of what I anticipated seeing the first time they matched up. I honestly thought Georgia was going to win that game by a
couple
scores.
I thought so too. I really did.
Yeah, and so we got to see it play out the way we thought it would play out. And going back to the LSU 2011 team, 9-6 in Tuscaloosa, right?
Right.
And then they get to the Superdome, and LSU, if I'm not mistaken, didn't even cross the 50-yard line.
I think they finally crossed maybe with like
in the fourth quarter.
It was right under 5 minutes or something.
But two totally, I mean, it didn't even look like the same season.
No.
You know, so it's an interesting take. And when I watch this game and I'm looking at this game and I'm watching these two teams and I'm thinking, how far off is LSU?
Right.
I kind of feel like they're a little far off right now.
I agree with you.
Those trenches and the bodies on those guys, like that's how LSU used to look physically. Just physically imposing, massive guys that are lean, that are ripped, explosive, athletic. That's how Alabama, Georgia looks right now. LSU doesn't physically look the same as those teams. And then when you watch them run from sideline to sideline and the gang tackling and the hitting, I mean, yeah, it looks like LSU's got quite a hill to climb here.
Jimmy, one of the things I know you spent a lot of time when he was at McDonough 35, guys looking at him, Joe Fouché there. Man, I think he's got some versatility. He could play both free and strong. The one thing I do know, man, he can come up the seam fast and run support. And he's a great special teams player. That's something that, man, at Arkansas, when you watched him play special teams, that first cat down was Joe. And he's an aggressive player. Your thoughts on Joe kind of being passed up the first time by LSU and now getting that chance to finish it up at LSU. And I do think he does have the versatility that you can swing him either at free or at strong safety. But he's only 5'10". I think had he been a 6'1" safety, we wouldn't be talking about this today. He'd have been at LSU.
We'd probably be talking about what round he was going to be drafted.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah, I'm with you. He's versatile. Might not be the biggest guy height-wise, but he's a little longer than most 5'10 guys. He's got long arms, big hands. So he's got some good size to him. He doesn't come across as small. I mean, you watch him play, I love him in the box. Yep. I love him coming up and on support. He pulls the trigger. He shoots those gaps. He makes plays. And he's a tenacious guy. And as you try to rebuild and set a culture and build a new culture in Baton Rouge. Guys like Joe Fuscher are going to go a long way because he's a grinder. He's got a winning attitude. He'll give.
Now, Jimmy, it's right at the beginning of all this, but what is your take? If you look at your crystal ball, you look in the crystal ball like transfer portal and name, image, and likeness. Boy, it just seems like we're having this conversation now, the beginning of 2022. What do you think when we look back, let's say a couple of seasons, like 2024, 2025? Mm-hmm. I mean, is it going to change that drastically? Because it just seems like it just from 1 week to the other, maybe one day to the other, you don't know what's going to happen with the transfer portal and this name, image, and likeness. Who's truly going to take advantage of that?
Jimmy, the other thing before you answer that, Greg Brooks, your thoughts on where he may end up?
Yeah, so real quick, I'll go to Greg and then to Bobby's point. I do think there's a good chance Greg returns home. That's another kid that was kind of looked over coming out of high school. Really dynamic nickel. I love Greg Brooks. I've loved him in high school. He's got tremendous feet. He's really explosive. He's fast, and he's tough as nails, and he's a very smart football player. And, again, as you're trying to build a new culture in Baton Rouge, it's the Greg Brooks types, the Joe Fuscia types, these types bring the energy and the mentality and the level of focus and discipline that Brian Kelly's looking for. So I think guys like Greg Brooks, yeah, they fill a hole now, right? Greg's started a lot of games in the SEC. They don't have a nickel. He'll be able to probably be a plug-and-play type guy, but he also helps set the tone moving forward, right? And so as the young guys start working behind Greg Brooks, now they start to develop some of his habits and things like that. And so the real payoff from a Greg Brooks and a Joe, of course, they're going to help next year, but it's going to play out over years to come when they go in and bring their attitude and help mold this program moving forward.
Jimmy, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Man, we got to get you on and talk a little bit more about basketball, not only on the men's side, but, man, what Kim Mulkey's doing for women's basketball for the Tigers. She got everybody's attention and, man, held, you know, what they did with South Carolina. They went toe-to-toe with them.
Yeah, it's been impressive to watch. If this football team can find its way, LSU sports are about to take off.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. We appreciate it.
All right, Jimmy.
Thank you, brother. Go on a break. We're honoring Rosalie Hawkins of the New Orleans Girl, the Dixie Cups, and Miss Hawkins passed away today at the age of 76 years old. Man, I thought she may be a little older, but God bless her. She, man, put up some she got some pipes. She can sing. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here, Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.